This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, care of SNEPS, SCHNEPPS, Nursing Home. Fax is 989-681-3781. Regarding Marilyn, Marilyn, Hoffman, Hoffman. Date of birth 8/15 of 1953. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Hoffman with stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 19th of 2021. The patient has gained about 15 pounds since her last visit, and she does limit fluid intake to 2 liters or less in 24 hours. Her weight is up 15 pounds, though, over the last 3 months. She does not have increased shortness of breath or significant swelling at this time. Her biggest complaint is severe neuropathy secondary to diabetes. And the staff wonders if there are any medications that can be used safely and possibly and what doses they could be used for diabetic neuropathy. And the patient denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion without sputum production, no oxygen requirement. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has had previous high potassium levels, but they've been normal recently. And she does follow a low-potassium diet, and ACE inhibitors have been discontinued. She has minimal edema of the lower extremities, nothing increased since her last visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the torsemide, 20 milligram daily. She's also on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram before each meal. She's on Lispro insulin, 10 units before each meal. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Lantus is 40 units at bedtime. And she uses Tylenol as needed for pain. No non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used for pain. Physical examination. The patient appears comfortable. Color is good. She does have a mask on today for the telemedicine video visit. Color is good. There's no signs of respiratory distress. She's alert and oriented. Her weight is 279 pounds. Pulse is 76. And blood pressure is 151 over 76. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is 3.1. Current GFR, estimated GFR is 15. Her sodium is 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 20, calcium is 8.8. Random glucose was 188. The most recent hemoglobin was done July 28th of 2021. It was 11.4 at that time. White count was 10.7, and platelets were normal. Assessment and plan, stage 4 to 5, chronic kidney disease, without uremic symptoms, congestive heart failure, without overt respiratory distress, and without changes in her edema, diabetic nephropathy. The patient should continue to limit fluids. Perhaps she could cut back to 1.5 liters a day from the current 2 liters a day. If something is needed for diabetic neuropathy, she should only try a very low dose of gabapentin, 100 milligram once daily, and the maximum dose for her current kidney function would be 200 milligram in 24 hours, but that would be possibly too much and may cause excessive sedation. And Lyrica, 25 milligram once a day, would probably be the maximum dose that she should try. Actually, gabapentin could be tried every other day, too, 100 milligram every other day. It would probably not clear very fast and provide some benefit for her diabetic neuropathy, although it would possibly cause further edema, so that would be another consideration. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. We faxed a new order that includes a monthly CBC. We're going to check iron studies with the next lab and a parathyroid hormone also. And then we'll have them done at least monthly after the first initial one, which should be done in February. And she should be rechecked by this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.